Home. What does home mean to me? Well, in my parents' house, it was filled with odors of sweet potato pie, greens, and string beans, and all sorts of good stuff. There was always music. My dad and I used to dance and swing and cha-cha and all those kinds of things. And my mother was full of wisdom. You know, she came from the South. Her struggle was really hard. She ran away from home when she was 14 because they took her out of school to babysit some older brother's siblings. My dad was from the North, and his family was somewhat more educated, and he had a lot of opportunities. And so those opposites attract, and they brought me into the world, into this lovely home of ours. I can remember just growing up at home and just sort of feeling like, this is my sanctuary. This is a place where I can come and be myself along with my family and welcome friends. I had sleepovers and all sorts of things. As I grew older, I moved into a neighborhood in South Baltimore called Sharp Leadon Hall. Some people say Leadon Hall. I like to say Leadon Hall. I was very excited about this home. I was double wide. If you know anything about South Baltimore, those homes are rather narrow. And this was an affordable home. There was an opportunity that myself and my fiance at that time had an opportunity to go through to acquire this home. Thank goodness Baltimore City has some affordability, I thought. And as I entered this home and enjoyed this wide space, I felt myself doing some of the things that my mother did that I thought I would never do. I was in that kitchen cooking, filling the rooms up with all sorts of fragrances from sweet potato pie, seafood salad, all my little specialties, and telling people, come on over, come on over. Well, it wasn't my intent. I was going to get married, and I wanted to play house forever. I enjoy entertaining. I enjoy cooking. I enjoy cleaning. I wasn't obsessive. But I enjoyed doing those kind of things, and this was going to be me for the rest of my life. Well, when reality set in that my house was, in fact, a home and family did come over, I had sometimes 30 and 40 people over for Thanksgiving. But outside of my home, everything wasn't quite as well. And as I venture out, first sweeping the streets, because I had trash, I lived two blocks from, actually one and a half blocks, well, maybe one block from M&T Stadium. And on any given football day, there could be thousands of people who come through the neighborhood leaving their trash and other sorts of droppings. But in any event, this home was still a really great home, but as I met my neighbors, I found out that not everyone had the same pleasures of home. This area had such history, but it wasn't being repeated, wasn't being recorded. South Baltimore was a home where some of the first free blacks had settled here in Baltimore and made their home there in Sharp Leadon Hall. It was also the area that I feel very strongly was part of the Underground Railroad. So this area has a lot of history. And it has a lot of diversity, and I think that diversity has definitely been some of its strengths. But getting back to the home, you know, a place where you can come and be yourself, take off your clothes and be naked. A home is a place you can have your first kiss. If you have children and have their first kiss, most girls are comfortable doing that in their home sometimes for the first time. Any event. But it's definitely a special place, and it has special dreams and remembrance. In my area of South Baltimore, I've learned that my home is not just my house, it's my whole community. And that's how I value my home. It's not just my personal space at my address, but it's my whole community. And one of the things I was finding out as I learned to my neighbors more, that there was a need for us to organize so we could save our homes. There was all sorts of pressures that were coming up, developmental pressures. Affordable opportunities weren't as readily available. And so some of my neighbors, I understand from history, were forced to move due to eminent domain. what I want to convey in my story about a home is that wherever you live, that's your place. And just imagine someone taking that place away from you by force, not by your chores, but by force. And force can be very strong, and some forces are very subtle. You know, I like to think that development means an opportunity for us all. But it's very important, I think, for me, and particularly in my home, my neighborhood, that we look at development as also an opportunity to be forced out. Where would our dreams go if we did not have this space, this home, to do our cooking, to do our dancing, to do our loving, to do our caring? We have to have a place to do these things. And in my home, and in many homes, those are those things that are done. But if in your home you're feeling the pressure, where will I go from here if I'm forced to move? I'm a renter, not a homeowner. Does that mean I'm going to be forced away? In my advocacy, I have tried to at least level the plane to bring the stories up to those voices that aren't being heard, that their homes are possibly in jeopardy. Why aren't we as a people just as caring as we are about our animals, just as caring as we can about our own kinfolks, be also as caring for other people? We're all alike. We all have the same needs. We want the best for ourselves, for our families, our children, for our country. And we're known as a country as a melting pot. It's not one type. It's a combination of many. So I think in my story, what I want to convey, I'm very happy in my home. I want everyone to continue to be happy in their homes. But sometimes you got to come out of your home. You got to be part of a group in your neighborhood, whatever interest you have, to make sure the same values that you have and others have in your discussion are being carried out. Because if we let our voices not be heard, then some people won't have the same things many of us have: our homes, our dreams, and our aspirations. Because when I close my eyes at night, I think about, is all well with my soul? Is everything okay with my neighbors? Because I know across the street from my home, even today, a lot has changed. Am I going to be okay? This development that's coming is definitely going to change the tapestry of the neighborhood, possibly even wipe out the history if we don't get together and tell our stories and try to protect the homes and make sure everyone has an opportunity to have a space to live, to have a space to grow, you know, to have a space to have a space. Homelessness can mean many different things to different people. You know, for me, homelessness means you don't have your own space. You know, you've been forced out and you're living out outside of a protective shelter. I hope that you all enjoy your homes tonight. Thank you.